All right, guys, so I'm going to touch a little bit about Halo 4. Now, there's a lot of information about Halo 4 out there, and I'm only going to touch it briefly because I don't want to have you guys sitting here for about 30 minutes listening to me ramble. But if you want, head on over to our website. We have a whole section for Halo 4. Like I said, I'm only going to touch this briefly, so let's jump right into it. For those of you who have beat Halo 3 on Legendary, you know about the alternate ending. And for those of you who don't, and for those of you who haven't beat it, I'm about to spoil it for you right now. Sorry, but it's time. So, at the Halo 3 ending, it shows Master Chief trying to survive the planet. He gets on the ship, and the ship's going through the portal, and he's struggling to stay on. And they make it through the portal, and then it shows the whole ceremony with the Marines at the end of the war. And as the Arbiter there, they make the truce where they stop the war between the two species. And it says, I can't believe he's gone. And that makes people think that Master Chief's dead. But in the legendary alternate ending, it's not like that. He's actually floating through the zero gravity hallways to reach a cryostasis chamber. And he talks to Cortana and says, wake me when you need me. And she does that, which brings us to Halo 4. Halo 4, the ship's. It's falling apart, as you can see in the teaser. But what really happens is he wakes up because Cortana, she senses that there's intruders on board, so she's freaking out. So she wakes up Master Chief. He's been asleep for about 4 or 5 years, and his body is all like mush because he hasn't moved. So she does a firmware to his suit, gives him a whole head-up display, brand new one. And after that, you go on, take the chip of Cortana, and you put it in the back of your head, and you proceed. So you're looking around through the ship, and you're trying to find these intruders that she speaks of, and you climb up this elevator shaft, and straight up, you get into a major firefight with an elite. And after you take him out, you go towards the command deck, and you find more. It's like, really, guys? I thought we made a truce. What's going on? Get out of my way. And you guys fight, and the ship lands down on the planet Requiem, which is kind of odd because it's supposed to have a shield that keeps things from coming into it. I don't know. But on this planet, it's like all Forerunner-like. There's so much Forerunner architecture, but it's deserted. But yet this shield protects things from dying inside it. So I'm kind of confused. Are there Forerunner people still around? Forerunner whatever? Are they still there? Are they hiding? What's going on? But there's also this thing, a new power source. And this power source is a Dyson sphere, which is an architectural sphere that can harness a full output of energy. So, I don't know if that's what we're fighting for or fighting against. But now let's jump into the multiplayer. Multiplayer's got so much to it. Like the previous ones, they never really fully connected to the multiplayer and campaign. They just never really linked too well. I mean, the only thing you would get is maybe the maps from campaign would be put in there, but it just never felt the same. But that's going to change with this. And you're not going to be in a Master Chief outfit, costume, whatever you want to call it. You're not going to be wearing that when you're on multiplayer. You're going to be a new Spartan, a Spartan 4. And that's actually going to be pretty interesting. You can customize your Spartan, and you can also earn these things called Spartan points, which allows you to purchase items for your specific loadouts. You can make them fit to your own skill set. And you'll slowly unlock many kinds of weapons, armor abilities, mods, and you can pretty much mash them together to bring it to the battlefield. With having these different types of custom-made loadouts and being able to switch between them at any respawn time, it allows you to bring your own play style to the game and add a diverse challenge to the Halo franchise, which is really cool. And what I thought was smart now is you can no longer do Spartan versus Elites in multiplayer. There's no more firefight, and you still have your four-player co-op campaign, which is nice. Now, Some people are a little annoyed with this, with the customization of the classes, because you all don't start out with the same guns, grenades, whatever. You guys don't all start out with that. And they're like, oh, that's Call of Duty, or oh, that's Battlefield, because now you can customize your weapons. Oh, now you can customize your classes. Then you have different classes. A big deal. Deal with it. Stop complaining. Now, another thing is the weapons. I mean, you still have the assault rifles, DMRs, assault carbine, battle rifle, shotgun, Covenant carbine, sniper rifle, rocket launcher, magnum, plasma pistol, and a lot more to be revealed during release. Also, for those of you who like to go into Forge mode and check out where all the weapons are going to start spawning at the very beginning, especially you power weapon hoarders, you're not going to be able to do that because they have weapon drop at random times, so you never know when's gonna drop, what's gonna drop, so that's not gonna help you very much. I mean, you can kind of predict it sometimes, but it's not gonna be one of your top strategies. I mean, you can still map wrap and control a map and stuff like that, but trying to get your power weapons and always knowing when they're gonna spawn, where they're gonna spawn, it's not gonna help you anymore. And the armor abilities. This has been something big that everyone's been wanting to know about. Sprint is your primary ability, always. You will still have jetpack, hologram, and active camo, but you're also going to have a new one called Forerunner Vision, which allows you to see your enemies through walls. Now, Forerunner Vision sounds cool and very helpful, especially for objective-based games and games against campers. Now, here are my concerns and questions I have recently seen. How long will it be active? What is the radius for it? How long will it take to recharge? Will the one that's using the Forerunner Vision be the only one that can see the enemies? And so on and so forth. And on my website, we talk about, those specific questions and what we felt would actually be smart and what we thought would be logical for that type of playstyle. Now, there's this new game type. It's called Regicide. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. This is kind of like a variation of free-for-all, but what happens is the game selects the player with the most kills as the king, and the other player's objective is to kill the king to collect the reward. So it's like being bounty hunters, but you're killing the king. For those of you who love campaign, you're going to love this, Spartan Ops. Spartan Ops is where you and three others gather up and take on evolving episodes from the campaign. Each week, a new CG episode will be revealed, which will slowly tell the story behind the UNSC Infinity mission and struggles Spartans encounter. Within these missions, you will witness new content, never-before-seen events, locations, and challenges to face for that specific week. That's really cool. I'm not really a big campaign person, but for them to have like these little mini campaign missions, that's really cool, and that would probably get me into playing the campaign a lot more. Now, there's only two maps that we can talk about, and that's Warhouse and Wraparound. Warhouse is the facility, or is a facility that has been abandoned for a really long time, and is the home of a non-functional Cyclops robot. This map has multiple levels, is great for close combat, and is also one of the smaller multiplayer maps. Wraparound is like a location for more of the Forerunner looking. It also has multiple levels, circles around itself, and is great for close and long range combat. It is one of the bigger multiplayer maps. Now, to get into spawning. Spawning, you no longer have to wait. You can if you want to, but now you can just hit the X button and bam, you're right in action again. But if you're one of those derps out there who like to go and kill themselves and betray their teammates, you're going to still get penalized. So, yeah, try not to do that. And for your post-game, the post-game still gives you medals and Spartan points, and one of the funniest medals I thought was a distraction medal. It's exactly what it says. You distract the enemy while your teammate takes him out. It's funny. It's like an assist medal, but it's distraction. And You also finally you get a join in progress option. I can't tell you how many times my friends are like, "Oh, can I join your game?" "Sorry, dude, I just started." And then I have like half of my team quit in a big team battle, and they're like, "Oh, man, I wish I could play." Now you can. If there's space on your friend's team because someone quit, you're more than welcome to just join up with them. But here's the downside. If they don't do it correctly, you may end up on the enemy's team. You'll be in the same game as your friend, but you'll be playing against them instead. So I'm curious on how that's going to work out. The head-up display is a little bit awkward on a few things. Basically, on your top left is where all your grenades are going to be. But some of the icons are a little confusing to identify what type of grenade. And your bottom left is your radar, and will also show your ability and what, like your ability meter, how much you have left, and your ability choice. The top center is your shield and health combined. To your top right is your choice of gun and how much ammunition you have left. And the bottom right is the two teams and the score. So this is pretty much of Halo 4. Halo 4 has a lot to offer for us, and I'm really, really excited for this. Some of the changes they made are some really heavy changes, and I think it's going to stir Halo 4 in the right direction. It's bringing that competitive gameplay back from what we had back in Halo 1 and then back on Halo 2 when it finally came to life, where online gaming was brought to us. I really think this is a huge step from the gameplay from Halo Reach, and I'm actually glad that they took out Evade, Armor Lock, and also Drop Shield. I mean, Drop Shield was nice, but I'm not sure if they have the equipment of picking up a Bubble Shield and stuff like that. I think Halo 4 is a lot more advanced compared to that. But like I said, Halo 4 is going somewhere. Halo 4 is going to be top game of the year, in my opinion. I have a lot of faith in this game, and I really hope you guys have a lot of faith in it too. Give 343 major props. I mean, come on. They've filled these shoes very well, in my opinion. And I know Reach had its bad moments with these guys, but this is their baby. This is their game. This is going to be amazing. I guarantee it. But if, like I said, if you guys want more information, just head on over to our website. Check out every little thing we have on here. There's so much more information on our website. I just wanted to briefly go over this with you guys and kind of give you an idea of what Halo 4 is going to bring. Whenever we get more Halo news, I will definitely bring it to you guys. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Hope it was very informative for you guys. And I hope to see you guys on the game when it releases. So again, thanks for listening. Go to our website for more videos and news and upcoming events. And comment and subscribe. And thanks for listening and watching and all the support.